Governor Greg Gianforte delivered his State of the State address to the Montana legislature Wednesday night, discussing his plans for the state's hefty budget surplus. Lawmakers are looking at a surplus of $2.5 billion. Republican Gianforte's top priority for that money is tax cuts. But Rose Bender with the Montana Budget and Policy Center says the governor's proposal disproportionately benefits wealthy Montanans.
The governor's income tax cut proposal gives the wealthiest 1% of Montanans on average $6,000 each year in tax cuts, while middle-income families or those near the median income receive on average $50.
Bender says most of the other tax cuts proposed, such as a property tax rebate, also would skew toward higher-income Montanans. However, she says a child tax credit the governor touted in his speech would be helpful for people with more modest incomes. The proposal would provide $1,200 to families with children age 6 and under, similar to a federal child tax credit that expired at the end of 2021. Bender says the Montana legislature should do more this session to make health care costs more affordable and invest in child care, which is costly for families. She says other issues need addressing as well.
Montana is experiencing a serious housing crisis, and investing some direct state dollars into long-term housing solutions for families living on lower incomes should be another priority.
In his speech, Gianforte also asked lawmakers to focus on education reforms this year, including what he calls more parental rights. The session is scheduled to adjourn on April 25th. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedov. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.